to the Aetheroid Radio Topic Show. In-depth discussion on specific subjects related to Final Fantasy XIV. A part of the Aetheroid Radio Network. Join the discussion on our forums at orzeapedia.com.
Hello and welcome to the Aetheroid Radio Topic Show. I am Aniro. Joining me today, I've got Fusion X and Tuna Piano. This is the first topic show for Aetheroid Radio. We're excited to be able to bring this to you, and we're looking forward to bring you many, many more topics in the future relating directly to Final Fantasy XIV. But we figured that, you know, the game is kind of just launching today. Really, we're recording this on September 21st. It's going live in just about 15 to 20 minutes. We can't be any more excited, but, you know, there's not a whole lot for us to talk about because the game is not technically out yet. So we figured that a good first topic for us to cover here today would be the wiki and how to use and edit the wiki so we can try to get as much information and form as large a database as possible. Now, this will benefit the community as a whole, and we hope that that you will contribute to the wiki at our website at orzeapedia.com. Fusion, how you doing today, man?
Doing good. I'm excited. Would be more excited if my GameStop would have broken street date on the game.
But, bummer.
Other than that, I'm doing good.
they're such sticklers on that, aren't they?
He was like at the computer. He's like, I don't think I can sell it to you yet. And he's like looking it up. He's like, no, but we'll have it tomorrow. I'm like, you have it now. It's in the back. Let me just go and get it.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I should have used that because I'm sure that would have worked.
Oh, man. Well, we are very excited for the launch of this game, and you know, I gotta tell you, I would be more excited, but I'm a little bit apprehensive about this episode because I know nothing about wiki editing. So it's gonna be up to you guys, both Fusion X and Tuna Piano, to teach me how to properly use and update the wiki. So
I'm not a master in any degree, but I know a little bit of basic stuff.
So you know we'll, more than I do.
We'll make it work.
Let's put it that way.
And it's a basic wiki basics.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And you know, this is just a launching point. You know, we're hoping to plant the seed of enthusiasm and a little bit of knowledge here, and hopefully that'll grow from there, and we hope that you listening to this right now, you will become a large contributor to our website.
You learn things from this.
Yes, that's the goal. That's the idea. So, and Tuna Piano, I want to thank you for joining us and for taking the time to teach a wiki noob like me exactly how to use this website. And I'm really excited because now I want to start contributing. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So, just want to start off with a few things. I want to mention that there are a couple of features that we've added to the wiki that really makes it stand out. The same team that helped develop Orzeapedia.com was behind FFXcyclopedia.com, and they took a lot of that knowledge and a lot of that experience and have applied it to Orzeapedia.com.
And then jacked it up on steroids.
Exactly. So what you're getting is like 10 times better, 10 times more efficient. You know, one of the things, there's improved wiki searching. There's an autocomplete function now when you search for something. So if you're like me and have no idea how any of these made-up items are spelled, all you need to remember is like the first four or five letters, and it should be able to take you from there. So that should be able to help you find what you're looking for more often. Another feature is that we've now got the navigation bar at the top. And I know that during the last monthly show, someone had mentioned that it's customizable too, isn't it?
Yes.
Very cool.
We have a post up. It's probably a couple pages back on the blog now. But there's a page that you can edit personally yourself in the wiki to tell it what you want on the user bar. So if you don't care about crafting, you don't have to put crafting on your user bar. If you just want to know about like guild leaves and
punching,
you know,
things
Lancer
in the face
and pugilist. Yeah,
yes.
You can just put that in there, and that's all that'll be on the nav bar. So we have that information is up, so you can check that out.
That's really a way cool feature, and, you know, not interested in crafting, that would be this guy right here. So
we'll be curious to see how long you can get away with that in 14.
I have to admit, I did dabble in it in the beta, and
I loved crafting in alpha, and then they changed it up in beta a little bit to make it closer to release, and I was like, oh man,
I did not try crafting at all in the alpha. So
it was cooler because you didn't need items from, you know, three or four different discipline of hand to, you know, make a harpoon or something. But now you need, you know, you got to work on the wood, then you need like blacksmiths to make clasps, and it's just there's so much like working together just to make like a harpoon.
Yeah Well,
one thing too to mention here, and I forgot to put these in the notes before we started going here. We just added the never ending quiz.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ghaniman was really excited about adding this.
I was really excited too until I came to realize that I can't answer my own questions. So I put in all these questions, and all these other people got to answer them, and then I'm like low on the leaderboard because I'm missing out on like 20 or 25 questions that everybody else got to answer. So. Give it a little time. This is really cool. For those of you that don't know what the never ending quiz is, it's actually on the end of our wiki nav bar. I mean, click on it and it'll just kind of drill you. It'll give you a question and then you'll have to, you know, obviously pick the right answer. And then it'll just keep going and going until there's no more questions that, you know, every single question that's in there, you'll be asked to answer. And then, you know, after that, you know, that's kind of it. But you can also submit your own questions. So if, you know, you want to challenge everybody else and see, you know, if they know, like, what's the monster that you fight in the beginning for Olda, you know?
Oh, okay,
it's already
right.
In there. But
yeah.
you get the idea, yeah. So you can submit your own quiz. There's some, like, really hard ones in there, too. Like, what is the symbol for this deity or something? I'm like, oh, man, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't ever pay attention to that.
There's some really, really hard ones in there.
There's a lot of lore to explore. And
definitely.
And so you can get some pretty good stumpers. And the reason that it is the never ending quiz is because you can submit your own questions and yeah, exactly.
Unless
the database
you
just
answer
keeps
every question
growing.
And actually get to the end. But other than that, never ends.
Well, give it some time and then it'll actually.
Absolutely. I mean, it's already it's probably got already, you know, 100 plus questions. That's definitely going to go up. Make sure you got like a couple hours to kill when you start this thing, because it really sucks you right in.
The never-ending quiz. So check that out at again at our website at orzeapedia.com. Another thing that we're working on is that we're working on a new main page for the wiki that should help with navigation and page creation. So we want, obviously, the wiki to grow, and we want to encourage you contributing. So we're going to try to do that through our main page.
Right now, the main page is just like some icons of stuff that's like on the nav bar, because that was made before we had the nav bar. So now we have the nav bar. We got to update the main page. Something we want to do, too, is simplified page creation right now. And we'll probably get into this in a little bit is, you know, when you make a page, you got to pull in the template and everything. But we want to make it easier. So you can just say, I want to make a page for a guild leaf, and it pulls up that template and stuff automatically. And you just kind of fill in the blank. That's what our goal is right now. So hopefully that's something that we can get up and running here pretty soon. So keep an eye out for that.
Absolutely. Another new feature that we've added, and Tuna, you've actually been helping to create and add content to this, is our new Google Maps feature for zones inside FF14. Tuna, you want to tell us a little bit about the Google Maps feature?
Sure. Ganiman was working on that. He worked with the Google API and was able to get that coded for us. Pretty much, you can use that on almost any page that involves a zone, a camp, an ethereal gate, almost anything that's in the game that would look or that would be on your map, you can see on the Google Maps after we put the icon on there. Now, right now, players cannot add to that, only administrators can, but it is our hope that in the future users will be able to add things such as NPC markers or shop markers on the maps as they see them in the game.
Absolutely. And a very exciting feature, you know, the map function inside the game is pretty good, but you know, you got to step up that the service outside of the game too. So stepping up with the Google Maps, that's definitely some exciting stuff.
This is actually something me and Ganny were, you know, we've been talking about, like, what we're going to do with Aetherite Radio, like, you know, years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, it was kind of the same thing with the maps. You know, we had the idea, like, well, you know, Google Maps is pretty cool. Can, like, we somehow use that with the game maps? Like, there's a WoW thing that we saw that did that. And then, you know, we're like, well, then maybe we can put it on the page. That way you can see if you're looking for a shop or, you know, an Aetherite camp or something, you can see where that is. And then if you want, you can zoom in and
zoom,
you know,
out all in real time
and
yeah.
see what else is around that, yeah. You know, just kind of as a point of reference to see where it is. I know I think all of the city-state pages now should be updated. They have the actual map. You can zoom in. You'll see the guilds pop up. You can click on the guild. A little bubble will come up with a link to the page for that guild. It's really cool. Ganny's been working really hard on this.
Yeah, he's super excited about it.
And, yeah, I mean, we're, you know, it's still something we're kind of working to, you know, make really good. It's going to need a lot of work, I think. But right now it's working really well. And hopefully soon we'll be able to open that up for everyone to add to. So definitely check it out if you guys haven't already.
Yeah, definitely some very exciting stuff going on. And that's just some of the new features that we've added just recently. And that's on top of the structure that we've been working on, you know, behind the scenes for a long time on. And hopefully all of this will be able to make your experience not only as a possible contributor, but as a reader and someone who needs a database of information. We hope that streamlines your process for finding information as well.
Absolutely.
So some exciting stuff. And I think that we should probably get into, you know, the inner workings. What is a wiki? How does it work? How do you make a page? How do you load a template? We should definitely talk about the basics. And, you know, I do want to mention that we have been taking questions from the community, and we've got a couple of questions from some of our forum members and some of our listeners, and we'll be sharing a few of those with you today and bouncing them off of Tuna Piano and seeing what he has to say about them. So why don't we start with the wiki? What is it?
Wiki is basically a website that allows you to easily create web pages for information. Everybody would probably relate to Wikipedia. Well, it's very similar. You would create pages based upon items or places in a game. It can be anything from a weapon, armor, to a place in the game, a landmark, or a new zone, a new region. Anything like that can be added to the wiki, and that's basically what the wiki is.
And it also stands to mention that it is pretty much all user-generated content. This is, you know, anyone who comes to the website can contribute information, can edit a page, can add information, can correct information, and there is a process behind all of those. So you know, the emphasis here is on you, the listener, the user of the website, being able to contribute and contribute easily.
That's correct.
So that's the basics of what a wiki is, and in the end, it ends up forming a database that the user who comes to the website can search for and hopefully use that information. Now, what information would be appropriate for putting on a wiki database or on a wiki page?
Basically, anything that's in the game. As I mentioned, it could be weapons, armor, a camp, an NPC, a mob that's in the game. It can be almost anything that you see in the game on your map or visually in front of you in the city or out in the outlying areas. It can be added to the wiki. There's a template for almost everything.
It could be like the smallest thing too. Like if you're in like Western Lenosia and you see like butterflies around a bush, you could just like put a bullet point down there. Like, hey, check it out. There's butterflies around the bush or something. Just kind of like a little fun fact or something. They're like anything in the game you can put in the wiki.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just, everything, like, it's, you know, if we added some visuals and some crappy like polygons or whatever, I'm sure we could just turn the wiki into the game if we really wanted to. I mean, everything is gonna be in here.
Absolutely. Now, what kind of information would actually not be appropriate to add to the wiki? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but
yeah,
I didn't think about that. I mean, as kind of, you know, a moderator or an administrator, I have to believe that there are instances where there's information that is added to a wiki page that maybe isn't confirmed or something like that.
You know, even then, if it's unconfirmed, I mean, if it's, you know, the going theory or what people suspect, you could still add it, but then you could put, what is it? There's like a little, you can put like an exclamation next to it that says, you know, this may not be the case, but.
Or unconfirmed or something.
You can add almost anything to the wiki. If you add it and a week later it proves that what you added was false, there is a template for that. You just add the outdated template to it. Mm-hmm. And when somebody goes to that page, it'll tell them at the very top, first sentence on that page, that this page is outdated. And they'll know that, and they'll know to update it.
One of the best things, I think, about a wiki, as opposed to a database like XAMM has, I mean, and they've done a really good job over there. Mm-hmm. They've mined out all the items. They got really cool tool tips that they've made available to the community. But I don't know if that's in their wiki. I think it's just kind of like, these are the items, you can look at them, that's it. But with our stuff, you know, if there's, let's take like, you know, some job ability for an example, you know, we're judging how, if it, like, we'll take like something that gives like accuracy down, but we, you know, how much accuracy down is it?
Right. What are the modifiers that we're talking about?
So people would be, you know, investigating that, trying it, and they, you know, they could be like, okay, I think it's this. And if someone comes along and, you know, they've done a little testing for themselves and they're like, well, I don't think that's it, you know, they can go and edit it.
Sure.
That's the great thing about a wiki. If you go looking information up and it's not there, you can add it. If it's wrong, you can fix it.
Now, I assume that a lot of this gets put towards the discussion page, and we'll probably talk about the discussion page here in a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes things like certain mechanics that'll see their way onto the, you know, discussion page. People that are you know, trying to test something out to see how it works before they make the real big edit on the front, or they'll, you know, there's going to be a little edit on the page. It'll say this is kind of what it is, but it may or may not be right. And then you go into the discussion and you can see people that have been talking about it and what their findings have been.
Now, what about like a page for a link shell? If you run a link shell and you wanted to put a wiki page up in the wiki, is that something that actually would not be appropriate then for the wiki?
That is something that I would say would probably not be
appropriate. I would have to check, but I don't think right now that we are accepting link shells to be put up on the wiki.
Okay, I'm just trying to feel out what's appropriate, what's not. You
really,
know,
basically any kind of advertising of, you know, link shells, companies, things like, you know, personal bazaars, stuff kind of like that.
Yeah.
Anything that's directly like player stuff isn't probably meant for the wiki. You know, it's great for our blogs and our forums.
Mm-hmm.
But the wiki is really more just for like the factual information, things that we know in the game, and not the game's players.
Now users do get their own individual page to post information to, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's correct.
So let's talk about that. I mean, how elaborate can those pages be? I mean, you know, I know that like I've made one of those before, just kind of messing around with some of the language and the coding and just trying to feel it out. But would my assumption be correct in saying that those are good for trying out, you know, this wiki markup language and for experimenting with different, you know, different tags and stuff like that?
Yeah. Each player can have their own sandbox, and you can have multiple sandboxes. There really isn't any limit. And actually, it's preferred that if you do come across an article that you want to create or edit, you can start to edit that page. And towards the bottom, you'll see where you can go to view in sandbox. And if you click on that, it'll actually put that in a sandbox for you. And then from there, you can pretty much edit it as you want, and it won't affect the actual wiki page.
Oh, well, that's always good to know as well. So we come now to editing an actual page. And when you get to the, you know, when you sit down and you look at the way that the page is coded, if you're familiar with HTML or message board tags, it's kind of a similar thing. It's kind of a similar idea. So you should be able to, in theory, pick up on this wiki markup language fairly easily. But it is its own language, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty much its own language. There are limits as to what you can do, and that's pretty much just limited to what who can allow us to do. But it's very versatile. You can actually, as I mentioned in your sandbox, go in there and you could create a new template, or you could take a current template like the item template and adjust it to allow for something in game that maybe the item template doesn't have on it yet. But you could add an effect to an item such as an axe or a sword in the game. There are a lot of hidden effects in the game on these items, and most of them we don't know yet. The item template will allow you to add them to them, but we don't know what they are, and it might require more editing of the item template to allow you to see that on the page. And actually, the item template has been worked on so much that now I believe the template itself is reaching 100 kilobytes in size, so it's a rather large template and by far the largest we have.
Yeah, there's a lot on just like one item. There's, you know, all the different stats, recipes, you know, kind of elemental stuff is in there, I think. You know, places where you can buy this item if it's available. Lots of stuff just on this, you know, one page for this one item. It's like everything you could want to know and more about like a bronze sword.
We recently learned that as you're creating an item, the game will ask you from a list of choices which item you want to make. So the same recipe can make multiple items.
So if now let's say that you find an item in the game and you go and, you know, you want to look and check out its stats and you search it on the wiki, and lo and behold, you find that that item has not been added to the wiki yet. How do you start a new page?
Well, with the items, you can actually add an item. If you go to any item in the wiki, on the bottom right of that wiki page, you will see where it says add new item. And there's a field there where you can type in the item name of the new item that you want to add. You'll type it in, you'll hit create, and it'll bring up a page for you to add that item with the latest template. So you'll be able to add everything on there. You won't have to worry about working with an older template. Everything that has to do with that item, you'll be able to put right on there.
And as we said earlier in the episode, something that we hope to, you know, this process of starting a new page is something that we hope to streamline and make even easier in the future. So, but for now, you know, that's conceivably what you would do to start a new item page. But, you know, how about for stuff like guild leaves or, you know, just general information that, you know, someone might stumble upon within the game and adding those to the correct pages. You know, sometimes the information can span multiple categories and be linked to multiple pages and need to kind of all work together in conjunction and make sure all of those links are right. How does one sort of coordinate all of that?
Well, as you're creating the page, for instance, let's say you create a page and you have the word Gridania in there, and you want to link that word to the Gridania page. Well, you would actually stick brackets around it, two brackets on either side of it, two on the left, two on the right. And if you hit show preview or you save the page, you'll actually see that that word then becomes linkable to the Gridania page. You would click on it and it would take you to that page.
That's all there is to it. It's really
simple. That sounds really easy.
You can do that with any word that you add to an item. It can be anything. It can be the oak atrium. It can be the word Gridania. Anything that you put into that page that you're adding that can be linked to another page. You just put two brackets on either side of it, and then we'll link it as long as the spelling is correct. It is case sensitive, so as long as you have the spelling correct, it will link it.
It works is if you put a bracket around a word, it goes to that page. Like if you put brackets around like the, it would go to a page in the wiki for the. It wouldn't be made, but that's where it would go. So if there's an item or whatever, you just type the name of the item, brackets, and that's all there is to it.
That sounds remarkably easy.
It is.
So, now, how can you tell if you go to an article? How could you tell that an article would need editing?
There are so many things that need editing, even now. You know, with live starting so much we did in phase three of the beta and open beta, there is so much that needs to be done. There are so many NPCs out there that don't have coordinates added to them in the wiki. There's images for NPCs that need to be added. There is so much that needs to be added. If you look at the wiki page and you see anything, a typo or anything that needs to be contributed, go ahead and edit it. Some of these pages might sit around for a year or two with a typo in them, and if you don't change it, then the next person might not either.
You know, just as an offhanded, you know, and the question is topical. There was a problem that I kind of encountered where NPC coordinates, I wasn't able to kind of link that to the game. You know, in Final Fantasy XI, there's a pretty clearly defined grid on each one of the maps, but Final Fantasy XIV doesn't really have that. So how are coordinates being defined?
Well, unfortunately, in Final Fantasy XIV, there aren't letters on the map coordinates. So pretty much, instead of the number system starting at the bottom left, as it did in 11, starts at the top left. So it's kind of difficult. We've pretty much gone by the old adage of XY. So you would go down and then over.
Yeah, that was just because I was trying to find the repair, the armor repair NPC, and I was like, okay, that's the coordinates. Now I've just got to find, wait, where are the coordinates in the game?
Yeah, it's really a pain the way they did it. I mean, if they could have just changed one of those columns to letters,
yeah, you know,
and then after Z just do like AABB or something, because just two numbers, it's really confusing for a lot of people.
But you know what? That's what the Google Maps are supposed to help for. You know, there you go.
The actual maps in game, the top numbers, which would be X, go from 1 to 50, and the numbers that would be Y, which go from the top left down vertical, would be 1 to 50. So you could, in many occasions I've seen it, have the same numbers for the coordinates. You could have 22-22 or 32-32, for example.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that clears that up a little bit. But again, a good function for the Google Maps, and that actually I think really becomes very useful when you can find NPCs through through that feature, and then take a look, you know, right there. Just you find the NPC, boom, click on them, take it straight to the page for the NPC. Yep. You can find out what they're selling or what their function is, if they're a armor repair NPC or if they're a quest NPC, whatever it is. That's a really handy feature to have. My next question is, there seems like there would be more than a few tags that you would use in as a part of this wiki markup language. Is there a place that you can go to find a list of tags, or a database of tags if you're wondering how to maybe use a function of the wiki that you're not familiar with?
Like which template to use for what? Or just how to maybe insert something into a template that it doesn't come with standard? I stumped you.
Yeah, you did. Kind of both, really. I don't know. I sort of feel like I'm a little bit in over my head. But I mean, you know, let's say you wanted to add
image. Well, for instance,
Let's say you wanted to add an image to a page, and you know, how would you go about finding what the appropriate tags and how to format that? Is there a place that you can go to kind of get a feel for the formatting?
Well, actually, images are very, very easy. One of the easiest things you could add to any wiki page. There's two ways to do it, really. I wouldn't say that either way is the easiest or best way. The first way would be to go to that wiki page that you're wanting to add an image to. If you don't see one there, or if you see one there that's got, you know, really bad lighting, wasn't taken all that great, all you have to do is click where that image would be, and it'll bring you to a page where you can select what image you want to upload off your computer, and you upload it. The formatting basically just needs to be a JPEG or a PNG. Either one of those will work. Once you get it uploaded, you just go back to that wiki page. Every template that you can add an image to has the code already in there. All you have to do is put in there the name of that image that you uploaded. And in most cases, we try to keep the image name the same as the wiki page. So if you're trying to add a new image to Gradania, or if you're trying to add a new image to an axe, you would name the image file that name. So it would be Gradania.jpg or axe.jpg. And you just put that code in the template, and when you go back to that page again, you should see the new image there.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I've figured out how to better phrase my question from before. Let's say, for example, you wanted to make a page that doesn't have a template already made for it, and you wanted to figure out how to make things like maybe, say, tables, or you wanted to adjust the formatting of the page that you were working on. Is there a resource out there that someone can use to find out what that what that formatting code would be?
You know, before we jump into that, I want to say too, even if you have new information that isn't on the wiki and you don't know how to format it, just put it on a page. Someone else can come along and format it. The most important thing right now is to get that information onto the site, and then the other people can work on making it pretty.
As far as the wiki on our site, there really isn't a resource on there to be able to teach somebody how to come up with a new template. I myself would love to be able to do that, but I have to rely on others as well as any normal user. I couldn't come up with a new template any better than you or anyone else. But if you have a question about possibly editing a template or coming up with a new one, you can obviously hop on to our chat and just ask away, and if somebody knows the answer, they will be glad to help you.
Well, that's,
you know, also have the forum section too for wiki discussion that you can check out, and people may even be able to help you in there. So,
well, that's good. I like the fact that, you know, it's encouraging just to get the information there to begin with, because a lot of, you know, I think a lot of apprehension on the part of maybe some casual users to add information that's missing is that, oh, it's not going to be formatted correctly, and someone is going to come along and poo-poo, you know, what I just put into the wiki. But really, like, the information is what is important, and someone can come up and Fusion, like you said, clean it up after you. I think that that's a really great idea, and I really want to stress that to new or casual users, that the information is what's paramount.
If you go into the wiki discussion, as you already mentioned, you can put it on there that, you know, hey, I found this new item or this new place in game. I can't find a template for it. I don't know what template to use. You put it on there. Calandra or Gahoo, almost certainly within a day or two time, maybe even much shorter than that, can come up with a new template for you.
Excellent. So did you cover how to upload and properly size a picture to Orzopedia.com?
Actually, as far as sizing the image, that would probably need to be done before you upload it. I don't believe that the wiki has the capability to size an image after it's been uploaded.
Okay.
The image can only be so big in the wiki. If you upload an image that's too big, it'll actually shrink it down, and it can be distorted. So it's actually best to size it before you upload it. But pretty much, if you just take a screenshot in game and then cut out, like, you know, right around the NPC and you upload it, it'll probably be the exact size.
Okay, great, great. We've got a question here from Sharp Talon, and they ask, let's say you're writing a new article and you want to reuse an image you suspect is probably already on Orzopedia somewhere, but you're not sure where to find it. For example, you may want to use an image of the purple symbol for the lightning element, which is probably used somewhere else, but let's say you can't find a related article that uses that image. Is it better to just risk re-uploading the same image, or is there a clever way to search for images already on the site?
Well, if you try to upload an image that's already on the site, actually the site will warn you.
If you name it accordingly.
If you name it accordingly and it matches the name of the item already on there, it'll warn you that, you know, this item is already on here. Are you sure you want to upload it and overwrite the old one? If it's not already on there, or if you want to check, you know, you don't want to risk that, you can actually go to the wiki and go to the toolbox on the right and go to special pages. And if you go to the media reports and uploads part of that page, there's file list. You can go to the file list link and type in the name of the file you're looking for, and it will tell you if it's already on the wiki.
Excellent. Well, that's there you go. That's a nice little resource there for people to use.
And another good thing to do, too, depending on what you're adding. I mean, it could be something completely new. But if you're looking to add, like, you know, like an elemental icon, like you said, I think that's in our item template. So you could go into our, you know, any item page and see it, you know, hover over it or whatever, get the file name, and you know, you'd be able to pull it out that way, too.
That's true. You know, for like Aetherites, in Ethereal Gates and Camps and Landmarks, we already have icons for those in the wiki. If you just go to any page that has that, you can probably find the file name in there, and you just copy and paste it into the page.
You know, and there's a lot to be said for, you know, just going and exploring the way that pages are currently formatted and just looking at the code itself. That's how, you know, if I was going to do that without, you know, any prior knowledge of how a wiki works, I would go and look and hit that edit button and just observe the way that it's edited already. And try to base my formatting off of that. So if you're pretty good at being able to suss out some kind of, you know, computer language, like I said, if you're familiar with HTML or you know, message board tags or any kind of, you know, programming language, it should be really easy to pick up just by hitting that edit button and looking at the way that people are already doing it.
Yeah, the other way that you have right now to be able to look at the code of any template, the navigation bar that you mentioned at the top, if you actually go to that and if you go to Wiki Stuff on the right just before the NeverEnding Quiz, there's templates right there. If you go to that page, it will tell you every template that we use. And if you want ideas on how to maybe make a new template, you can look at any of those and probably get some ideas from there.
Absolutely. So now I want to talk a little bit about the discussion page because, you know, we had mentioned it earlier and, you know, we said that some information that maybe is not confirmed or that is under discussion or needs more, you know, either parsing or just information in general that could fall or may fall under the discussion page. Can you explain what the discussion page is and how it's used?
Yeah, a discussion page is pretty much for discussing anything about that wiki page. Like, you know, it can be an item, it can be a map, it can be a page that maybe is just misnamed, and you don't know if, you know, the name is actually correct. If you go to the discussion and you just type in what it is that you want to say, they discussed almost anything from, you know, moving a page to renaming it. After you type in what you want to say, if you put in parentheses and two hyphens and then four tildes after that, it will actually timestamp that information that you put into the discussion so that people know who did it and when you did it so that they can properly respond. But a discussion page can be for almost anything regarding that page that you want to discuss.
And it also should be mentioned that there is a discussion page for every page on the wiki. For every item, every guild leave, every race page, it doesn't matter. For whatever page you're at, there is always that discussion button, and you can always go and add something to that discussion page if you're not sure.
Yeah, if you see the discussion page is red, that's pretty much just means that it just hasn't been created yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, if any link is red on the wiki, then there's no page there yet. So,
That's true. If you see that, it can mean a number of different things. It can just mean that the page isn't there yet. It could mean that there's a typo that hasn't been fixed yet.
Right.
And maybe they just need to go in and fix that, and then that'll change to blue because it'll be linked to the right page. But if you see a red discussion page, it doesn't mean you can't talk. It just means that nobody has started to discuss about that page yet.
Absolutely. And we always want to encourage discussion. So if there is any, anything that you think is appropriate for a discussion page, just add it. Go for it. We suss out all of the finer points later, and some of that may make it to the site and be incredibly useful for someone. So, again, we really want to encourage growth here. Water Spirit wrote in this question: how do you link to another wiki page when typing up a new one? For example, if I write up something about a quest and talk about a certain NPC, that certain NPC would have its own page. How would you make the NPC's name in my wiki page link to the NPC's page? And I think that just goes back again to the subject of links, and then making sure that the NPC's name is spelled correctly. Am I right?
Yeah. Take for instance any NPC that's in the cities. When you create an NPC and you go to that template, there are certain things that will allow that NPC to be linked to that city's page. For instance, you've got affiliation. You can put in anything from Sunsilk Tapestries to anything else that's out there. And when you're done creating that page, it will link that NPC to the Sunsilk Tapestries page. Or you've got the zones area of that template, where you would put in something like Thanalan, Ulda, the Black Shroud. And that will then also link that to that zone's page. So you're not only linking it to where it's at in that city or zone, but you're linking it to that city or zone.
And just like the creation of wiki pages are important, I think the interlinking between wiki pages are just as important, because it helps with the ability to surf and to serve one's curiosity. So we really want to encourage that, the pages be interlinked and that everything kind of works together in one collaborative effort to bring together a really comprehensive, easily navigable database.
That's true. There are just so many ways that you can link pages together. There isn't just one set way. You can have an NPC link to multiple pages, and every time you go to that page, that city, that zone, that guild, you will see that NPC link there.
Yeah, that's probably something to kind of clarify too. If you make an NPC, like a page for NPC, and you say that this NPC is in Ulda, when you look at the Ulda page, that NPC is automatically added to that list of NPCs in that area.
Wow, that's really handy.
Yeah, this is something that we've been working really hard. I mean, last June we heard about 14 coming out. We were working on podcast stuff. Gahu and Gani were working on the site and the wiki.
Yeah.
And it's really, wiki plus one here.
It's going to pay off in the end, because it's going to end up being really, really easy to navigate.
Yep.
Yeah. For instance, you take any NPC in Ulda, in the Sunsilk Tapestries. If you look at the wiki page of any NPC there right now, you will see that NPC is linked to 5 different wiki pages. So it's unlimited as to just how many wiki pages anything can be linked to.
Well, excellent.
So one of the things that you can do with your user page, and everyone that has registered for the site should have this. If you just like click on your little avatar at the top of the page in the user box there, it'll take you to your user page. There you can see, you can like friend people, you can send messages with the wiki's board, you can receive gifts, you can send gifts, you can see awards. You get awards for doing things like edits and points taken for the never-ending quiz. And then you can also add some custom information. We do have our user box that we have, and then we also have user badges that you can put in there. But I'm not quite sure how to do that.
Yeah, if you there's a specific page that you can go to. If you actually go to the wiki page, or Zayapedia colon user boxes, it'll take you to a page where it'll describe how to use user boxes and the proper code to use on your own user page. And from there, if you click on user box templates, that's at the bottom of the page, it'll take you to another page where every user box that has been created so far is there for you to use. Now, you can add new ones. These are not set in stone. You can create new ones, which are fairly easy to do. You can get ideas from looking at current ones. And you just click on any one that you want to add. The code is very simple. You just copy it. And actually, if you go to Edit Profile for your user page and go to Custom Information, there's actually at the top, you'll see the User Boxes field. And you just paste that user box information, that code right there, and hit Update. And when you go back to your user profile, you will see it.
Well, there you go. User Boxes.
We need to make some, like, Aetherite Radio listener, like, user boxes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Need to get on that.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've also done lately is if you'll notice on the right side of our website now, you'll see in-house ads. One of them is for Aetherite Radio, and a couple of the other ones on there, Never Ending Quiz, I think, is on there. But a couple of them are for some guides that people have written in the wiki. So you can do your own guides. And if that's something we see and we, you know, really like what you're doing or everyone else is using them, we can throw them up on the side of the site there and you could be featured like that. So definitely something to consider.
Absolutely. You know, and again, wanting to make the entire experience of Final Fantasy XIV better for everyone. That is the goal here. So exciting stuff. And really, our goal with this episode is really to invite you, the listener, the user, to use the database and also contribute. And I know I've been hammering that point a lot, but I really want to hammer it some more. We really want you to contribute. So don't hesitate. If you find anything that is of interest and that you think should be on the wiki, by God, put it up there.
Worst case scenario, we change it or remove it, depending on what it is. But, I mean, really, the important thing is, even if you don't know how to put in a template or how to format it, just get the info on there. Everyone else can take care of the rest. And if you have questions, too, we have our IRC chat. It's at the top of the nav bar you can get to. We also have the wiki discussion forum. If you have questions about, you know, how to use some stuff with the wiki, a lot of people talking in there can lend you a hand. So definitely make sure to check that out if you want to get involved with editing. And we encourage everybody to get involved and just little edits here and there. Every little bit counts. So
absolutely. So I think that's going to do it for our very first topics episode. We're absolutely going to be dedicated to bringing you many, many more topics. We're going to probably walk you through some guild leaves, although, you know, the system does a pretty good job of walking you through those already. But we'll be, you know, maybe walking you through some of the disciplines of war and magic and talking about crafting and all of these pertinent things. About Final Fantasy XIV. We hope that the topic show will become a resource for you and a little bit of entertainment in there as well. So we hope that you'll come back and join us for our next topics episode. Don't know when it's going to be yet, but we're going to get some time to actually enjoy Final Fantasy XIV here as we are on the cusp of its release. Also, I want to mention that the community show, by the time this episode is released, has probably already come out. Stake interviewing Ganyman, talking to Ganyman about Orzeiapedia, and we're going to be continuing to bring you more community shows, more new shows. Fusion, I have to really compliment you for the wonderful job you did with the very first news episode. I think that this is going to be hugely useful and a great resource for the community in the time to come with this game officially hitting the internet. I think it's already, has it already already hit by now, by the time
I think it's online now.
I think the servers are up now. So, you know, as we've been recording this, the servers have gone up. The game has officially gone live. And we're going to be working very hard here at Orzeapedia and Aetherite Radio to bring you the best Final Fantasy XIV community experience that we can possibly deliver.
I feel like I didn't prepare. I feel like I needed like a bottle of champagne and like a noisemaker or something.
I know. Yeah. You know, we should have marked the occasion actually as we were recording. But you know what? There's an editing process to this, and it's going to be a couple of days before it comes out anyway. So
one thing it's good to mention too. I know we'll probably plug this a little bit, but we have our forum section.
Yes.
You know, we're going to play a little bit before we get another topic show out. We do have our second guest signed up for the community show. I don't know. Did you have an idea for the next topics, or are you still kind of working on that?
There have been a couple of suggestions that have been put forth. You know, some of the potential ideas here.
That's what I was getting at. Suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we do love suggestions. So
we have our forums. We changed our feedback forum into a general discussion forum. One thing that, you know, it's kind of like you can just post anything podcast related instead of any, you know, it doesn't have to be just feedback now. It was kind of like more a little specific. So we kind of broadened that up a little bit. But what we'll be doing is for the community show and the topics show, when we know what the focus of those next shows will be, we'll make a post on the blog. We'll have a thread for it. And we'll be asking for questions, suggestions, and stuff like that for that particular topic.
And looking for guests as well, too, because we do want to bring members of the Final Fantasy XIV community onto Aetherite Radio and be able to talk to you about, you know, whatever you decide your specialty is in the game. We're gonna want to hear from you. We're going to want to hear from those specialists and people who, have unique ideas and are doing things with the system and finding, the most effective or the most efficient ways to play Final Fantasy XIV. We're definitely gonna want to hear from you specifically. So we will be asking for all kinds of feedback and for guests to volunteer to come on the show as well.
Yeah, and if there's something you want to see on the show, whether it's a certain guest for community or you want to see a certain topic covered, you can let us know in the forums, email us podcast@orzeapedia.com, and let us know, and we'll add it to the list that I'm sure is going to be a mile long here after the first week or so since the game is out now.
Already, even with the open beta, that some of these topics have already popped up. Mm-hmm. I know that we had about four that were suggested. I can't even find where they are right now. They're so buried in stuff, but we will find them, and we will be bringing you many more topics on the Aetherite Radio Topic Show. Once again, I want to thank Tuna Piano for your time and to talk about the wiki and to share your expertise with us. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
And Fusion, of course, I want to thank you for joining us as well. The Aetherite Radio Topic Show is a part of the Aetherite Radio Network. Stay up to date on the latest episodes. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/aetherite_radio. You can also leave us feedback on our forums or by email at podcast@orzeapedia.com. This has been the Aetherite Radio Topic Show. Thanks for listening.